You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. State lawmakers are discussing proposals aimed at making changes to the state's election system. State Representatives Republican Scott Krug and Democrat Lee Snodgrass held a joint press conference last month to announce competing bills that would allow early processing of absentee ballots and regulate drop boxes statewide. The representatives appeared on a panel on Friday in Wausau, hosted by the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service and WISP Politics. It comes more than a year after Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney removed an absentee ballot drop box from the steps of City Hall. Representative Krug says the proposed legislation would prevent another similar situation.
It's one of those things where elections get wonky and frustrating and contentious because one individual thought it might be a good display of their perceptive power to say, okay, I'm just going to take this and put it where I want to put it.
Krug says his legislation would require ballot boxes be physically secured to their location, and Dinney's removal of the box would not be a crime under his proposed bill because the box was not secured properly.
It was still stupid, right? It wasn't the greatest idea to put on Facebook, but we are going to say once these things do reach these standards and these requirements, they are locked in.
Representative Snodgrass says Dinney's actions were a, quote, weird flux of power, and that establishing new guidelines for ballot box security varies.
Should there be like a loose, not bolted down drop box at a pick and save? Probably not. But, you know, is it okay if one municipality has it in front of their fire department and another municipality has it on a busy street corner with, you know, that has cameras? That's probably okay too.
The Wausau Ethics Board also met last Friday to discuss pre-hearing procedures and review the status of proceedings regarding the complaint against Dinney. A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
Starting on October 1st, Wisconsin households no longer have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. Melissa Kay reports.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
A product from a Merrill-based company has advanced to the next round in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Genesis Work Boots by Thorogood are made by Weinbrenner Shoe Company, a member of the Greater Wausau Chamber of Commerce. The Thorogood product is one of 16 selected for the first round of voting. The product is paired off against the extrication tools produced by TNT Rescue Systems of Heartland. Voting opened in the bracket-style tournament last week and closes tomorrow. Individuals can vote once per device per day on madeinwis.com. Aspirus Wausau Hospital has been recognized with a prestigious award celebrating individuals and organizations who demonstrate extraordinary commitment to advancing eye, organ, and tissue donation. The hospital was awarded the 2025 Crystal Vision Award by the Lions Eye Bank of Wisconsin. The director of external affairs with the iBank said in a statement, quote, in 2024 alone, donors from Aspirus Wausau provided the gift of sight to an estimated 90 recipients in Wisconsin, across the United States, and around the world. The hospital joins a group of statewide award recipients, including hospitals, surgeons, funeral homes, and community leaders. There's a new candidate in the race for Marathon County Circuit Court Judge. Attorney Michael Hughes is a partner at a law firm in Wausau and currently serves as the president of the Marathon County Bar Association. Hughes is running to succeed Judge Lamont Jacobson. According to a statement, Hughes' experience as an attorney includes homicide, sexual assault, truancy, work as a guardian ad litem, defending individuals and families against insurance companies, and in disputes where the state has taken property from landowners. The election will be held in April of 2026. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Game 2 is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning Game 1, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dex Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, cancel Netflix for the health of your kids. Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with a few showers possible, mainly in the morning. It'll be a chillier day with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 40. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday, high temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 51.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.